The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. The interaction of brothers and sisters can be wonderful, or difficult, or impossible, or frustrating. As a pastor, I have had various occasions to listen to stories in order to help, to give counsel and aid. And one story that I'm reminded of was parents who came to me about their three grown children. And they said, "We just don't know what to do. We've been trying and trying." One of them says, "You always are treating the oldest better than me and my other sibling. And you gave the older one this and that." And the parents said, "But we gave you equal amount, and we are trying to be fair." But nope, they wouldn't have it. And it's a matter of perspective. And if you play, I found, the game of, did you give the other child $10 or $100 or $10,000? It doesn't matter what the amount is. If one of them thinks mom or dad is nicer, kinder, loves or gives more attention to another one. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, yeah. Well, there was a reading in church just a little bit ago about two brothers. Now, hang on here for a second, because there's a twist to this. Actually, two or three twists. Jesus told this story. It comes from Luke 15. You maybe have heard it before, of two brothers. One brother took his inheritance and went and squandered it all on wild living. And that brother finally came to his senses and said, "You know, my dad is a wealthy guy, and he has servants, and his servants are better treated than I am right now, because I have nothing, and I'm worse than an indentured servant. I'm going to go back and just say, treat me like one of your servants." So he came back, and the father, amazing, in the Middle East, fathers are very upright, very proper. Well, the story says that when the father saw him from afar, he went running for him. Fathers don't run. They just don't. They wait for everybody to come to them. That is the first shocker of the story. And he welcomes him as a son and throws a party. Well, the other brother hears about it, and it's kind of like, "Well, see, Dad, you're always treating him better than me. You give him a party, and what have you given me? You haven't given me a party. You're always loving him better than me." And the father actually, again, goes out to the son. Doesn't wait for the son to come into him. And all this was first done by servants. You know, where is he? And the servant said, "He's outside, he's upset." So the father went to him and said, "You are always with me, and all that I have is yours." Sometimes we call this story the prodigal son, meaning the squanderous son, and we always think of the younger one. Well, it's about the older one too, but more than that, it's about the father. It's the father who shows great love and compassion, not just to one, but to both. But there's still one more twist to this. The older brother complained about the younger brother squandering everything, while he, of course, takes care of everything. Well, in a sense, the father said to him, "You are always with me, and all that I have is yours." In a sense, he was saying, "You are squandering all that you have, all that is mine as well. You're holding on tight when there is so much. You're squandering it. Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. This one who was lost is now found." It got me to be thinking. First, to my brother and sister. I have one brother, one sister. And I've asked a couple other people, like Danny. I don't know if you're listening, Danny. Danny's blind, and I asked him about this. And if he had brothers, he says, "Yeah, I got one brother and three sisters." And I said, "And did mom or dad love, did you think them more than you?" And he giggled and said, "No, it's probably the other way around. They probably all thought that mom and dad loved me more than the other two." I kind of wonder if that's the way it is with my brother and sister, too. That Because when you lose sight, as a kid anyway, or have any disability as a kid, parents give more attention to them because they have to. Either to help them learn how to deal with the disability, or because the disability just simply requires a bit more time and energy. And so, to another sibling, it almost seems like mom and dad do love them because they're giving more attention to them. And with the story I related at the beginning, with the parents who came to me, I think that's the way it was with them. That they saw the one who thought mom and dad loved them more. They were seeing that the other one needed more attention. And it's not that mom and dad loved any of them more or less. They loved all three kids. And I know that. I can tell that because I can see that. And I know with my parents, same is true. My mom and dad love my brother and my sister the same as me. And I thank my mom and dad, well, my dad now. Mom's in heaven, but I have thanked her. Think about your brothers and sisters here on earth. But now, even more, and here's another twist to this story, think about your spiritual brothers and sisters. Do they think maybe that God loves you more than them? Or do you think God loves others more than me? And all of that is based upon how we view other people or how they view us, with either the attention we're given, or the time we're given, or the possessions we have. It's really all a matter of perspective. What does God say? You are always with me, and all that I have is yours. Luke chapter 15, verse 31. That's what God is saying to you and to me. He loves us. And because he loves us, and that all that he has is ours, we don't have to squander it either by reckless living or by holding tight to it. But we can love and show kindness to others. I try to go out of my way to compliment people on how God is using them and blessing them. And yeah, I know God is using me and blessing me, but I see how he does that with other people too. And so it's the time and energy I invest into them, whether it be my spiritual brothers and sisters or my earthly flesh and blood brother and sister, John and Mary. I try to go out of my way to let them know too that they are special, because we all are special. We're always with God. Let's pray. Thank you that you have so loved us, that you sent your one and only Son, Heavenly Father, to die for us, so that we might also be called sons and daughters. You have loved us in some ways even more than your Son, because you put our sins upon him. As much, Father, as you have loved Jesus, you now love us. Help us to see that we are always with you, and that we don't have to squander the gifts you have for us, either by holding on to them or through reckless living, but that we can share them and use them and bless others. Thank you, Jesus, that you have loved us. Thank you that you now call us your brothers and sisters. In your name we pray. Amen. I'd love to hear from you, either about your earthly brothers and sisters or your spiritual ones and what's going on. I'd love to respond back, and I do so to many of you. I know one gentleman I share with, he talks about how he is sharing his gifts, that Muslims are being touched and blessed in the Florida area. I'd love to hear from you as well. You can either write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net, or you can respond to the email that I send to you if you receive that for the notice. Until next time, remember that you are always with God, and what he has is yours. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at notdashalone.net.